Hey, welcome back to The Word at Work. This is the podcast for Christian professionals where we dig into topics to support you in thriving professionally and, of greatest importance, living biblically. I'm your host, Miranda Carles, and we are in the middle of our summer series featuring short episodes taking a biblical look at a few common questions from you, a Christian in the workplace. Have you ever worked for a difficult boss? Have you ever dreaded going to work each day because of a coworker? I get questions about this often, questions like, how can I show up well for a boss who has a difficult personality? And how can I get through the workday with a rude or challenging coworker? Well, I hope you have an awesome boss and work with friends who are a joy to be around, but chances are at some point you've had personality clashes or conflict with those you work with and for, and you might be in the midst of some challenges with difficult personalities right now. Well, today we're going to take a look at a few things we can keep in mind as we navigate different personalities and work styles effectively and biblically in ways that honor God. This is a big topic with lots of layers and every situation is unique. So know that we will only scratch the surface in this short episode. Hopefully it gives you just a few helpful nuggets to noodle on as you head into your work week. Let's dig in to today's topic. As we talk about working with difficult people, let's acknowledge that by nature, we are all difficult people. It's important to recognize that as we work on navigating the difficult people in our lives. Let's also realize that there is likely somebody out there thinking through how to navigate their interactions with you. And I say that with love, and this applies to all of us, myself included. None of us are going to be everyone's cup of tea. And we know that, but I think we forget, and it causes us to show less grace than we should to other people. So with that mindset rightly in place, let's look at three things to consider when working with difficult people or personalities. First, guard your heart. As Christians, we are instructed to guard our hearts. As we read in Proverbs 4:23, the health of our heart impacts everything else. So why am I bringing this up when we talk about working with difficult people? It's because it's about our heart response and our heart health. Consider this. Consider how your heart responds to difficult people. When a friend is boasting, you may feel envy in your heart. When a stranger cuts you off in traffic, you might feel tempted to curse at him. It's easiest often to stoop to gossip when we are in a conflict with someone. And we struggle most to love those who treat us poorly or make our lives more difficult. You can see where I'm going with this. And we could keep going with the examples, but my point is that many sinful attitudes, whether it's unrighteous anger or gossip or envy, many of those sinful attitudes can enter our hearts when we are dealing with difficult people. While it isn't easy, it's often during those really difficult interactions that we have a greater opportunity to show the fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and self-control. Second, clear your mind. Sort out all of those messy thoughts in your mind that you have around the situation or the person or the people that you're thinking of. When things get difficult, situations can become emotionally charged, and we tend to let our thoughts, especially the negative or unkind ones, we let them just have a party in our head. So let's clear that mess up with something I like to call thought triage. In a crisis, first responders group the injured based on their needs. In a workplace interpersonal conflict, a little examining and sorting might be needed as well. So consider the complex web of concerns and thoughts that you have around the situation or the person, and just grab a piece of paper and something to write with and sort those thoughts out into categories based on what you need to do with those thoughts and concerns. You can even prioritize them to make it a little bit easier to tackle them after you're done making your list. And a few of your categories might include things to overlook. This is hard because we like to hang on to things, right? We don't like to give people a break. This isn't about letting everyone walk all over us, but it's about showing grace when we should, and it's about forgiving as we are commanded to. Some things may be worth overlooking, as in Proverbs 19:11. Are you holding a grudge? Do you find yourself holding a grudge over a situation that has already been resolved, but you're just not ready to let go of that grudge? Do you think so ill of the other person because of past experiences that they can do no right in the future, that even the most trivial things can cause you to feel more spiteful toward them? So think about that. What is it that you need to let go of? Another category might be things to discuss. Do you need to initiate a conversation to resolve a conflict or provide feedback? Do you need to ask a few questions and get some feedback yourself? So that's another category. A third category could be things to do. Have you been hesitating to take actions that you need to take that could resolve a conflict or improve working conditions? Consider what levers you can pull on to change the situation. Is there something you need to take ownership of and clean up? And then consider the category of things to discern. Are you feeling stuck in working with this person to the point that you don't know what to do or what to discuss? If that's the case, pray for discernment and, if appropriate, seek the wise counsel of a trusted person. And then once you have your list, start taking action. Prayerfully let go of what you need to let go of and have the necessary conversations with love, gentleness, and respect. As you chip away, you'll probably be surprised how the situation might improve. Sometimes it's tempting to do nothing, to not have a conversation because that's what feels easy in the moment. Sometimes it's easiest to not let go of something because that takes some effort to let go of something. So while doing nothing might feel easy in the here and now, it often makes situations much worse down the line. So once you've got your list, start taking action. And the third thing is to pray. And I hope you expected to see this one, because prayer should be on any how-to list for a Christian approaching any situation. Prayer is not passive. It is not a passive activity. We have a direct line of communication with the creator of the universe. So pray for wisdom as you navigate working with this difficult person. Pray that the Spirit would be at work in your interactions, and pray for this other person. I don't know if you've experienced this, but I believe, and I have experienced, that something really powerful happens in our hearts when we pray for someone that we don't necessarily like. We are handing things over to God, and we are also reminding ourselves that that person we are praying for, even if they make our lives difficult or make work something to dread, they are made in the image of God. And if they are a Christian, they are our sibling, they are our brother or sister, they are with us in being children of God. And something very powerful happens when we pray for them and when we acknowledge that and when we hand it over to the Father. Well, that's that. I hope these quick thoughts give you something to take into your week ahead. I pray your interactions with others this week are fruitful and that the Holy Spirit will work through your willingness to represent Christ in your workplace. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Word at Work. If you enjoy this podcast or get something good out of it, be sure to like, subscribe, and the biggest compliment you can give us is to share this episode with friends. Thanks so much again for tuning in, and we will see you next time.